Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Many Lives, Many Masters by psychiatrist Brian L. Weiss is a nonfiction, case-based narrative that blends clinical storytelling with New Age spirituality, first published in the late 1980s. It presents Weiss as a conventionally trained doctor who begins treatment with a patient, often identified as Catherine, for severe anxiety, phobias, and recurring nightmares. After standard psychotherapy brings limited relief, he uses hypnosis and the patient reports vivid scenes described as past life memories. As sessions continue, the material shifts beyond therapeutic recall into spiritual teaching messages attributed to advanced beings called the Masters, said to speak from an in-between state sometimes described as the space between lives. The book's purpose is twofold: to document an experience that changed Weiss' professional outlook, and to argue that past life regression can help resolve persistent emotional symptoms while opening a broader view of consciousness, the soul, and life's meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a clinical turning point from conventional psychiatry to regression therapy. A central thread is the author's portrayal of himself as a cautious, medically trained psychiatrist who initially approaches extraordinary claims with skepticism. The book frames regression therapy not as a belief system introduced from the outset, but as an unexpected development that emerges after more familiar methods fail to fully relieve the patient's distress. By presenting the story as a professional dilemma, Weiss highlights the tension between established psychiatric practice and experiences that do not fit standard explanatory models. This tension drives much of the book's momentum. He must decide whether to treat the patient's trance reports as symbolic imagination, trauma metaphor, or something literally real, while also attending to clinical outcomes such as reduced anxiety and improved functioning. The narrative emphasizes process rather than theory, careful observation, repeated sessions, and the ethical responsibility to help the patient. For readers, this topic is less about proving reincarnation and more about how a clinician responds when therapeutic progress arrives through surprising avenues and challenges deeply held assumptions. Secondly, hypnosis and guided recall as a method for accessing emotionally charged material. The book's therapeutic mechanism is hypnotic regression, used to reach the roots of symptoms that resist talk therapy alone. Within the story, trance becomes a structured setting where fearful images and intense emotions surface in a controlled environment, allowing catharsis and reprocessing. Weiss depicts hypnosis as a practical tool. The patient relaxes, focuses, and narrates experiences that carry strong effect, and the clinician listens for links between what is expressed and what is being suffered in daily life. Whether or not the memories are interpreted as literal past lives, the method functions as a pathway to meaning-making and emotional release. The book also suggests an integrative stance regression sessions occur within a broader therapeutic relationship, not as an isolated ritual. This topic matters because it explains why the case is compelling even to readers who remain unsure about metaphysical claims. The focus stays on symptom change, the power of narrative, and the way altered states can unlock material that feels inaccessible to the conscious mind. Thirdly, past life narratives as a framework for healing fear and recurring patterns. Many Lives, Many Masters links the patient's present-day anxiety, nightmares, and phobias to scenes described as traumatic episodes from other lifetimes. The book presents these narratives as more than dramatic stories. They act as containers for fear, grief, and helplessness, giving the patient a way to name and discharge emotions that otherwise appear diffuse. As the sessions proceed, the patient reportedly experiences relief after revisiting and working through these scenes, reinforcing the book's claim that insight plus emotional processing can reduce entrenched symptoms. A key theme is pattern recognition. Certain fears feel irrational in the present, yet appear connected to an internal logic when placed in the context of the recalled episodes. This frames suffering as potentially purposeful, inviting the idea that experiences across time might shade current vulnerabilities and strengths. For believers, this supports reincarnation as an explanatory model. For skeptics, it can be read as a therapeutic use of symbolic narrative that helps the patient reorganize memory and emotion. In both readings, the book stresses transformation rather than sensationalism. Fourthly, the Masters and spiritual guidance from an in-between state. A distinctive and controversial element is the emergence of teachings attributed to the Masters, communicated through the patient while in trance. These messages are presented as calm, instructive, and oriented toward broad spiritual themes such as the continuity of the soul, the purpose of suffering, and the primacy of love over fear. The book portrays this material as significant not only for the patient but also for Weiss, who interprets some communications as personally meaningful and as catalysts for his own spiritual shift. Conceptually, the Masters introduce a layered cosmos physical life as one stage in a longer journey, with learning continuing between incarnations. The tone of these teachings is often framed as reassuring and ethical, rather than dogmatic, encouraging compassion, patience, and open-mindedness. This topic helps explain the book's wide appeal beyond therapy audiences. It functions as a spiritual memoir as much as a clinical narrative. At the same time, the book implicitly invites readers to decide how to interpret channeled material, underscoring the boundary between personal experience and scientific validation. Lastly, a bridge between science and spirituality and its limits, Weiss positions the story as a meeting point between clinical practice and metaphysical possibility. The book repeatedly returns to questions of evidence, professional reputation, and intellectual humility, showing how an unexpected therapeutic outcome can push a practitioner to expand their worldview. This bridging impulse is part of the book's identity. It aims to speak to open-minded skeptics by grounding extraordinary claims in a therapy setting and emphasizing observed change in the patient. Yet the book also illustrates the limits of that bridge. Personal testimony, even when sincere and emotionally persuasive, is not the same as controlled research. And readers who prioritize empirical standards may find the conclusions too sweeping. The narrative implicitly raises enduring questions about memory, suggestion, and interpretation in hypnosis, even when it argues for a spiritual reading. This topic matters because it clarifies the book's lasting cultural role. It is influential as a gateway text that normalizes discussion of reincarnation in therapeutic contexts, while also inviting debate about how far clinical stories can support metaphysical claims. In conclusion, Many Lives, Many Masters will resonate most with readers curious about reincarnation, spiritual development, and therapeutic approaches that extend beyond conventional talk therapy. It is also useful for readers interested in how clinicians describe uncertainty, especially when a treatment path challenges professional training and cultural norms. The practical benefit is not a step-by-step manual, but a set of lived possibilities reframing fear, using guided inner exploration to surface emotion. And considering that meaning and healing may come from narratives the conscious mind does not readily access, intellectually, the book prompts reflection on what counts as evidence in healing and how much therapeutic value can rest on personal experience. What makes it stand out among similar spirituality or regression titles is its case history framing and its focus on a psychiatrist's internal shift, not just the patient's. At the same time, its strengths are also its boundaries. Readers wanting rigorous scientific proof may find it more compelling as memoir and inspiration than as clinical validation. Read as a hybrid of therapy story and spiritual testimony, it remains a landmark work in popularizing past life regression and in encouraging open-minded dialogue between psychology and metaphysical belief. If you would like to support Brian L. Weiss, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.